KIW iRadio 76 proudly presents the 515 Show with your host, John Sarver. Who's at the 515 door today?
I'm telling you, we have been waiting for a very long, long time to get this lady on with us because it's been around and around, but we definitely wanted to talk to her only because 131 is such a great track, and on this side of the state, and perhaps, here's the story, if you've never heard of US 131 Motorsport Park in Martin, Michigan, you are missing out, kids. Are they the fastest track? They say so, we believe them. Stephanie Peterson, come on in. How are you?
I'm great, John. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, thanks so much for being here with us today. Now, we were just talking about, it is the fastest track, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. We hold the record with Dom Lagana and a Top Fuel Dragster at 338 miles an hour on the quarter mile.
So it really is the fastest anywhere anybody can get, right?
NHRA, Top Fuel has gone to 1,000-foot racing. We truly have the fastest quarter mile Top Fuel run in the United States and going all the way to the world.
The wild thing is, tell us about that, because sometimes our listeners get confused. What we're trying to do is bring everybody in. If you heard the top end of the show today, a lot of the people don't understand the jargon of drag racing. And before, it used to be easy because it was pro stock fuelers, funny cars, you know, some stockers, and away you go kind of thing. And then everybody was a quarter mile, and you understood that. Nowadays, Stephanie, there's an eighth mile, 1,000-foot. Is there still quarter mile?
Yes, sir. Yes. So it's truly just the machinery, the parts can, it's so hard on the parts and it's so expensive. When you look at the top classes, you know, when you look at the nitro, which the nitromethane burning cars, that's what really draws the fans. I love showing people who aren't familiar with what we do. We tell them to come to one of our big events where we're offering a little bit of everything, because we do Friday nights. A typical Friday night is open, test, and tune. It doesn't matter if you want to bring your race car, your motorcycle, or mom's grocery getter. You can drive it down the track. And it's so fun. So we have that on a Friday night. We do that on Wednesday nights as well. And then a typical Saturday is our points event, where the guys and gals, all the way up from age 7 to our oldest racer is in his mid-70s, late 70s, actually.
Wow.
And so anybody can run for our points championships. We have 6 different classes. And that is great because anybody can run it. And it's on a handicap system. So if you're driving, say, something fast, a really cool hot rod, and I'm driving my grocery getter, if you will,
okay.
I get to leave before you. And so then by the time we get to the finish line, it's a pretty even race. And so it's just great. I love bracket racing. It is difficult to understand in the beginning, but I love it because it levels the playing field so we can all play together. And so that's on a typical Saturday night. And then we bring in our really big events, which we bring the nitromethane cars in, which your Top Fuel Dragsters or your nitro funny cars. They come in, and then I love it when a customer can come, or a new fan, even old fans love it too, but a new fan comes in, because then they get to see every little piece of the pie all at once. And it's a great show. We do 3 big events a year, and we pack the house, very thankful for that. And it's we offer something to everyone. So it's a great place to come visit. It's a great place to work, because every weekend it's something different.
You know, and that's one reason why we're so glad to have you on, because we've had just about everybody else on, and 131 is a little bit different from other tracks in Michigan, because it's, are you bigger than anybody? I mean, square foot, are you bigger than anybody else? I'm trying to think who else would be. I don't think Milan's as big as you.
You know, I would compare possibly Norwalk. Physically,
yeah.
We have 200 acres. And we're all quarter mile tracks, and we all race, you know, eighth mile and quarter mile. So it would be similar to that. I mean, it's all, I grew up in this business. I'm the 3rd generation.
Wow.
So I like it all. Big
Wait a
or
minute.
Small, it's all great.
3rd generation. Who's the 1st and 2nd?
My first is my grandfather, who's passed away. He would take my father and his brother, and they would actually go out in the car, whatever car it was. He owned many different cars. And they would race on the beach before NASCAR was NASCAR.
Beach.
And, yeah, you wouldn't do it today, obviously. But, you know, if you look at the roots of how NASCAR started, that's what they're looking at on the beach. You know, there were flags. And then my grandfather went on to, he was the chief steward of the SCCA series, the IMSA series. He was a very integral part in Sebring down in Florida, that track. He actually helped build it. And then my father, he was actually the original press relations gentleman with, his name is Steve Irwood, with Dave Dinsmore for NHRA.
Wow.
When my father was young, he would look through all of these magazines and he saw Wally Parks and said, you know, I want to work for him someday. And when he met Wally Parks, that's what he said. And sure enough, they actually developed the first PR, press relations, for NHRA and did that for many years.
Stephanie, what year was that?
Oh, wow.
Ish.
70s.
Wow, okay.
The first race he ever put on himself was in Gainesville in the early 70s. And so now he owns, he's been involved with other tracks, but now and for the past 27 years, he's owned Rockingham Dragway in Rockingham, North Carolina.
Wow. And so how did you get up here?
Well, we had a friend that actually was going to work here, and he had a medical, you know, he became sick, and he said, you know, why don't you guys come up here? And we said, we'd love to, when you get better, you know, you, that's what we want, you know, you come back. And unfortunately, he was just very young, 30 years old, and lost his life to cancer, and,
wow.
And we've stayed, and it's been wonderful. The owner of Martin is Alec Pinsonal, and he is an amazing gentleman. He's so generous. He lets my husband and I run it, the business, like it's our own. It's only better.
That is generous.
It is. It's amazing. And we've just been one. It's been a great, wonderful experience. And now our oldest son is entering the business. He just turned 18, and here goes the fourth generation.
Wow. You know, the whole thing is, especially in the wintertime, how do you do there? Because there's a lot of events, I think, because I think the normal human being, especially when they see DTE or something, they just think that acts knock on the door and say, okay, can we play August 12th? Sure, come on in. Can we play July 18th? Sure, come on in. When you're sitting around the wintertime, how do you get the schedule together for Martin?
Well, that's a great question, John, because that's my husband, Jason, who's our vice president of operations, and he handles books in all the cars. He's looking at the dates and the events and plugging them in, and he's looking at other tracks because, you know, it is one big sandbox. We like to think of it as track racing, and we want to play well with our friends, our neighbors. And so we really try to stay off other people's bigger events, and so we can all schedule, stay off our everybody else's big events. We have ours. And so he's the one reaching out to the drivers and scheduling them and coming up with new ideas. And it's definitely, that's what we do in our off time. A lot of people think we go south for the winter. and we don't.
Yeah.
We're actually still open Monday through Friday, 12 months out of the year.
You're open. Wait, what are you open?
The office there at the track.
For?
So we're setting the schedule. You know, we have, for example, recently we've been very busy selling. We have annual pit spots that racers will pay to rent that spot for the year. And it's a full plug-in. You know, it's as much power, 50-amp service you need.
Okay, for people that don't, I'm sorry, for people that don't understand it, I mean, don't give the price out, but tell people what that entails. You know, okay, so I'm a racer, and I want to race at US 131. I want one of these passes. This enables me to what?
Well, first of all, if you may not even want the power. You don't have to have it. We all have generators. You can use your generator if you need to use air to, you know, for air for your tires. You know, you need an air compressor. You know, these are things they would want power for, to plug, you know, fans to cool their motors.
Sure,
in between runs. You know, charging batteries, things like that. So we have those power spots. They're like, if you just buy them one time, if you just want, hey, I want to check it out and come out for the weekend.
Right.
You can buy it right there at the gate when you're buying your tech card and your general, you know, your crew passes. But if you want to buy it for the year, there's that amount that you can buy it for the year. You can even tell us, give us an idea where you want, and whatever's available, you know, we'd love to have you put you where you want to be most. But of course, that's the evolution of drag racing. I mean, I remember when you came in on open trailers, there was no electricity.
Yes. Yeah. If you see old pictures, see, and that's what I think people have is they got those 1971 pictures of Detroit Dragway, mm-hmm. you know, when it was dirt pits and they didn't actually put in a whole big dollars. And yeah, you're right. And whatever oil spilled on the ground, there you go. Now, 131 is nowhere like that, kiddies. If you're thinking of like an old beat up drag strip, get it out of your head when you're thinking of 131. Just do. I mean, because really, it was Shangri-La when we were there for Pink's All Out, and that was about a decade ago. The only time that we got to go to your fine track, and it was like, la, look at this. Great bathrooms, great showers, great everything, great concessions. You know, the seats were wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And honestly, when Jason and I came here, gosh, it's been 17 years ago we first came to Martin, and we actually were here years before that. My husband was professionally drag racing in the Pro Mod Fight class, and we came back in 1993. Martin was actually first built in 1962, and so we saw the old track and raced on the old track. And when we came back 17 years ago, honestly, it was like Disneyland for drag racers.
Yes, yes.
It's amazing. There is not one piece of soil that was not left unturned, literally. The only thing original about the original Martin Dragway to today is US 131 Motorsports Park.
Yeah.
When we came 17 years ago, were the scoreboards. And that was one of the first upgrades we did when we came. So we have these beautiful LED scoreboards now. But it is neat. Martin has so much history, and it's so neat to see where it was, where it's been, and where we continue to take it. And we value all of our fans and our racers. We have, you know, like I said, Louis Hall, he's our oldest racer. He was the first racer to run down Martin Dragway in 1962 when it was built.
Wow.
And he was the first racer to run on it in 2002 when it opened, the rebuild. And so he is my encyclopedia. If I need a Martin question, I go to Louis Hall. He's my live cyclopedia.
As you were saying that, when was the big change? Because a lot of that stuff looks relatively new.
It was in 2000, 2001, which, gosh, boy, did that go by fast. Here we are in 2020 already.
Did somebody just say, look, maybe we should dump a lot of money in here because we think if they build it, they will come?
Well, and you know, that worked for Noah. It's not so easy, you know, when you're not building an ark, but that's kind of what it was. And, you know, Mr. Pensinol, he spent $14 million.
Wow.
In US. Yes. It was huge, an exorbitant amount of money. And of course, that's not even talking about the exchange rate, because he's from Canada and the Canadian exchange was awful. It was like 25.
Wow.
Million. Yes.
14.
So he really, he just had a passion for racing, and he doesn't do anything a little bit. He does it a lot and with excellence. And you can see that in everything he's ever done. He does it with excellence.
Is he, I mean, you say he's Canadian. Is he around during any of the races or?
Rarely. We see him maybe once every 2-3 years at the most.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yes. He's a very generous man.
Biggest change you have seen in 17 years over at 131?
I'm sorry?
What is the biggest change you've seen in 17 years? In 131, I should say, in racing in general, drag racing?
You know, it's definitely, for example, this year we're hosting SFG Promotions is putting on a JEGS $1.1 million race.
Tell
That's
us about
to
that.
The winner. Kyle Riley is the promoter, and he had this dream of putting on the highest paying bracket race. And not only has he done that, last year we hosted the first, it was over $500,000. It was the largest paying bracket race in the history of drag racing at US 131 last year. And it was over $500,000 that went to the winner. And so it was great. It was long. It was crazy. And he said, let's do it bigger. So this year It was $1 million, but now it's gone up to $1.1 million, and that's just for the winner. That doesn't include runner-up, you know, quarters, semis, quarters, and down. So it here again, we're making history again. And so those kinds of numbers, that's huge. We've never seen that. Never dreamed that would ever happen.
What is entry fee? $50,000? Jeez.
I believe it's $1,750. So less than $2,000.
$1,750 could get you 1.1?
Yes, sir, for the winner.
Wow. Wow. Yes. Okay. God, where's
my... And this is something he's been promoting so people can save and budget and all that good stuff. But yeah, he said this last year. This is what he wanted to do. And yeah, it's pretty exciting, but those are just things. And the numbers, as fast as the cars run, when you that's a bracket race. Then you look at the nitromethane or the shows that we put on, which are fun events for anybody, whether you're participating or a spectator or diehard, our bigger events, those are the ones that, you know, to see that we've been able to keep the price point low as far as that hasn't increased a lot over the years. But the show has increased so much. And of course, the amount that it costs to book in these cars. I mean, it costs so much now for these nitro cars to even run. So to get them to come to our track, you can imagine that, well, we have to pay it. That's really increased.
Yes, because I think some people may be under the misconception that it's like Major League Baseball. These people just show up at your track.
That would be nice. Yeah. That would be nice. You're right. So that's what we do in the winter and not even just the winter. It's last year after the event is over, you're already booking the cars because you want to have them return. We're looking, save the date for next year. We try to keep the same dates for everybody for planning. And yes, we're paying them. And a lot of time, you know, it's per vehicle, or sometimes you'll get a group and it's this much for their group. But yes, it's a lot. And, you know, people ask, gosh, why can't you have 6 or 12, you know, 12 top fuel dragsters? Well, we would love it. But, that would be, you're looking at, well over $100,000.
Wow.
That would be times two. So you're looking at $200,000 if we're looking at booking in 12 top fuel cars.
Wow.
So we really concentrate on keeping the prices, a price point, good for everybody, you know, so we can stay in business and so we can get more fans and entertain more folks.
That's what we were talking at the top of the show. Drag racing for a family of four is perhaps one of the most affordable days that you get. You don't get 9 innings. You don't get 2 hours. Mm. You get a day.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they show up on a Saturday, on a normal day, gates open at what?
Now, this is for the diehards, and not everybody's a diehard, but you're right. If a family of four wants to come out, they can come out as early as 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And we're racing until at least 10, 11 p.m.
Right. And so you can bring in a family of four, you know, sit, have some beautiful stands, you know, sit in the sun, enjoy the day, you know, and not say, God, did it cost us $40 to park?
Right.
You know?
And that's a beautiful thing, as parking is always at US 131, your ticket always includes free parking and a pit pass.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And then you can also buy, I shouldn't be presumptuous, can you buy tickets online?
Yes, sir, you can. And you can either print them or show us the barcode on your phone, which is great. You don't even have to print it. If you've got a smartphone, just show us and we scan it at the gate and you're in. It's a great... That's a beautiful thing that's changed over this last 17 years, the technology with easy things like that.
That's got to be really helpful. And I think the one thing that's even more that really caught our eye, and I'm telling you, this is something we've been dying to see. And here's another thing that Steph was talking about, and we have a bet going on, so I hope to God you answer it in my way. Is it Martin US 131 Motorsport Park, or can you just say US 131?
Well, I think it's going to be a tie because we refer to it both.
You're so diplomatic. Way to go.
I it's not everybody gets a participation award. It is US 131. I mean, it's a mouthful, US 131 Motorsports Park. Everybody,
yeah.
Most people know it as US 131, and you will never find me not putting on a t-shirt, on an ad, social media where it doesn't say Martin. Not only because that's where we're located, but that's why, you know, people remember it as Martin Driveway.
Right, because that's what it was. It was like, well, why don't you call it Martin 131? It's because we only know it as 131. Evidently, there's a division. You're right. It's like people that call it Pine Knob, I guess. You know, it's DTE or whatever. But the one thing that I did want to talk about briefly, really quickly, was what really caught our eye, and thank God you guys did this, because I don't see it anywhere else. And it's in, unfortunately, it's the same day as the Dream Cruise, but what we're going to do is we're going to push the Dream Cruise over. We cannot believe, and a tip of the hat to ever booked the EV Nationals. Incredible. You know, I think it's August 14th, 15th at Martin.
And that's the EV Nationals?
Yeah, it's the electric cars.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm sorry. Yes. Gosh, you know, Western Michigan has come out. They've been here years with an electric car and a solar car. And it's so neat to see. There is a solar car. And of course, it would always be cloudy when they came to the track. True story. But they would get it to run. And it's so neat to see, because I see it from the student side, lots of students doing these. And it's just great to see the work and effort and the studies, the time that they've put into studying these things, and then to see it an actual car. And so that will be very exciting. It'll definitely be a very quiet day.
Yes, it will be a very quiet day. And that's what we're talking about with everybody here, because there's folks here that have Teslas, and if you ever got in, you know, Daniel has a P100 something that he can go to ludicrous speed with, and when you tromp it, you're gone.
Yes.
You know, and when we saw Don Garlitz start getting, a couple of years ago, trying to make a fueler, and I'm using the quote thing, electric version of the show, we're thinking Don doesn't do anything if he doesn't see a path, you know?
Right.
How did you guys book this? Because I've never seen it booked anywhere else.
Now, there, I would have to defer to my husband,
Jason. Oh, darn it. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Well, that's okay.
But we do try to diversify ourselves, because we need to. We want to offer something to everyone. And we can see, you do see more Teslas. You see more Priuses, other cars that are electric. And so we have to change and go with the flow, if you will, the direction everyone else is going. And we have a friend that has an electric car, that it's a Tesla, that drives it in the winter. And we asked him, how do you do this in Michigan on the winter roads? And it's so heavy, because the batteries are so heavy and there's hundreds of batteries in the car.
Yeah, and they're all on the floor and they get a little warm. But oh my God, can you go? I mean, how do you book an EV? Not how do you book, but I mean, is it just that whole day is nothing but electric cars, or the electric cars do like a little part of their race and then the regular cars come later, or?
Excuse me. Sure. During the day, on there, it'll be just the electric cars. So it's their own event, just the electric cars.
Wow.
Later in the night, we'll have open to everybody. But it is their own event just for them.
Wow. Because we were just amazed. I mean, talk about forward thinking track. You know, a tip of the hat to your husband. How did they run quarter mile? What do they run?
Yes, sir, quarter mile.
You know, Stephanie, who doesn't run quarter mile? Or is it easier to say who does run quarter mile anymore?
No, we are a quarter mile track, and this year we did make a decision to our bracket racing. Those are the guys and gals vying for the track championship at the end of the year. You know, they can race, anybody can race against them. It's a handicap system. We have gone to 8th mile for our modified class. Now, we made the change last year to our top ET class, which is a little bit quicker than the modified typically, last year, and went to 8th mile. And you definitely have racers that some don't care. We've polled them, we've asked them, you know, which do you prefer? You know, some they just want to race. And then you do have some that are definite, I want an 8th mile. And then you've got the group that's, I'm definite quarter mile. But we did make the change to 8th mile, and we saw our car in top ET, and we saw our car count increase. So this year we changed modified to 8th mile, and our street class, which is open to any street vehicle, that's quarter mile. and our junior dragsters, which are the young racers ages 7 to 17 that are racing 8th mile.
Yeah, because...
But then...
I'm sorry.
What? No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, but our test and tune is always quarter mile. And so anybody can come, and you're going to get your 8th mile time and your quarter mile time on a test and tune.
Yeah, because we see a huge division, and it's getting wider as we go along. There is definitely the 8th mile camp, and there's definitely the quarter mile camp. Mm-hmm. You know, and they will not mend. But I think talking to the quarter mile guys, as long as they have one or two events that are quarter mile, they're good for the year. You know?
Yes. Yeah, because they always, you know, they want it. What does a racer want to do? They all want to go faster, right?
Right.
And a lot of cars, many can go super fast on the 8th mile, but you know, and are good with it. But then there's a lot of cars that they do want to go the quarter mile, and they love the feeling. And let's face it, I bet you if it was 2 miles, they would love it. You know, it's just... Then they can go as fast as they want for as long as they want. But, you know, the faster you get and the quicker, then, of course, the parts. And so, you know.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's when you talk to the racers say mostly 8th mile because it's easier on parts. The people
are
sitting in the stands are going, you know what, we just saw Top Fueler do 3.5 seconds. Now we're waiting 20 minutes for the second round, you know. But what people don't understand is during that round, these people are thrashing.
Very much so. And we even run in that with our weekly bracket racers because they do need a certain amount of time to cool down. You know, it's nothing like a professional Top Fueler, you know, the faster cars. But yes, even the smaller guys and juniors, they get hot and you need some cool down time. But that's always fun because when you're going around, that means you're going around and you're winning and you're getting down to the winner and runner up.
Yeah, and then there's also a safety factor here, and that can't be understated with tracks, you know, and especially yours. I mean, the safety safari you have is unbelievable.
Well, thank you, and you're right. Safety is most important, and my husband, you know, safety is most important when whatever he's doing, whether we're, you know, I hate to say, our extracurricular activities like snowmobiling doesn't sound very safe, but we always had the right gear. You know, there was always the top of the line helmet and, you know, not that could be questionable, but you know, when he was racing, whether he was racing Top Sportsman or Pro Mod, I mean, safety first always. And that's how he is with our children. We actually last year had two junior dragsters running and it is, you know, our 7-year-old had a Hans device. Which
really?
Is, you know, helps with the neck. Yes. And, you know, are they pulling G's where they need a Hans device for that? You know, no, they're not going that fast. But it's safety. And, you know, if anything were to ever happen, she's covered. You know, people always ask me as a mother about my children racing. Aren't you scared? Are you kidding? They're so much safer in the race car than they are snowmobiling or even a real car or even riding their bike.
Do you know, Stephanie, what do they have for the safety things? Obviously, there's an ambulance there on board, engine
always
running. What else do they got?
Well, we have EMTs. We have fire unit that's at the top end and at the starting line. So depending on, you've got two different folks coming towards you from the top and the, you know, the finish line and the starting line. And then we have fire extinguishers all along the length of the track.
And you do have concrete barriers,
yes, sir.
Correct?
Because yes,
sir. For those who don't know the difference between concrete and steel is kind of, you know, steel is steel. Concrete, well, the big thing about concrete, Stephanie, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it because it slows you down a whole lot quicker if you start to go into it?
It's, for me, my first thought is you're not going to go through it. It's going to keep you safe. And, you know, rarely do you go over. Does it happen? Yes, it could happen. But typically, anything that we've seen at Martin, it keeps them on the track. If someone hits the cement barriers, then it's kind of like a skateboard. It just scoots right along it. Unfortunately, the old guardrails, because that's what it was. We used to use guardrails. That's kind of like a can opener on metal. And so we're not seeing that. You're just seeing like a big brush on the side of your car and not really. So there's less damage as well.
Yeah, because once something like that happens, I mean, if your fire department is that top end, you know, if anything goes wrong, those guys are there right. I mean, we saw that at Pink's right now. And I mean, it's amazing that you even think they had time to start the car by the time they come down and get you. We didn't see anything really crazy. I mean, we've seen a couple of oil downs and we saw one, I think, blower fire. But that was, you know, of course you want to get there as fast as possible. Now, do you do those grudge races where everybody stands on the track?
We do, and that's really hard to get used to because that's a whole nother dynamic with the grudge racing, because they do like to be on the starting line, and we do. I mean, it's, again, you know, very safety, you know. We prefer they're not on there at all, of course, but they're not near the cars like they'd like to be. They definitely, I feel like we're more strict, and it's not always fun to be that person, but that's what's most important. At the end of the day, you know, we care about safety, not, you know, necessarily what someone would rather do.
I was going to say, how do you know how many people to put on the starting line?
As far as...
Well, because we see the grudge races, and everybody thinks that this is going to be like one of those... You know, things that they see on A&E or TV or something, where they put everybody right at the line or a little bit right before the box, you know, and you see like 10, 20 people there.
It's true. That is a total different event. And I'd even tell our customers that because it's completely different than what we normally do. On our bigger events, you know, where we're booking in cars and we have jet cars, nobody's on the starting line. But the nitro cars, when we have those cars come in, you have to have a certain wristband. And the only way to get that specific wristband is to come in with your driver and be a part of the crew. And if you don't have that wristband on and you're not with that car that's on the starting line, then you're not up there.
Wow. Because, you know, we're talking about this. Is that becoming more popular? I mean, the grudge racing with everybody there?
Yes, sir.
I mean, how many grudge races do you have a year now?
We have two now, and two grudge races, and one in May and August.
In 5 years, how many did you have 5 years ago?
Zero.
Yeah, see? Amazing. And people come in, pack the stands, and away you go. I forgot to say, too, and please reiterate this, when you come in to Martin 131, so we all don't lose the bet here, people waving $20, David waving $20 in front of the glass. I know, I understand. Okay. People do get pit passes, right? They can walk around with the racers at any event.
Yes, sir. And that's what's great about drag racing that sets us apart from other motorsports, is the fact that every time you come to US 131 Motorsports Park, every ticket includes a pit pass. You can go right into the pits, right up to the drivers, and they're so generous to take pictures with you if you want to take a picture with them. And you can even put Junior in their car and take a picture of them. Yes, it's very, very family friendly.
Really? Like floppers? Or are we talking just, you know, grocery getter cars?
You name it.
Really?
Every level, from the guy who comes on Friday nights to the car that might come once a year, to the professional guys and gals. Yes, it's a unique atmosphere. I love it. And we, Jason and I, really love and pride ourselves on having a family atmosphere. We want it to be safe where you can bring your family. It's safe. It's welcoming. And we, of course, we'd love to continue to grow our customers and start them young. That's a great time to start them. They'll become lifelong drag racing enthusiasts.
Again, quickly, do you have a junior pro this year?
Junior pro.
To be with junior dragsters, it's supposed to be two divisions. It's supposed to be an older division now, like 17, 18, 19-year-olds.
Oh, yes. I know what you're saying. And no, we'd be Midwest Junior Dragster Series. And NHRA actually made that older class that you're speaking about for the juniors.
Right.
And they race weekly, as well as we have a couple of events that are just junior dragster specific, because there again, we're seeing, you know, a lot of those kids continue on. And once they graduate from the junior class, they go into big cars. And we've had a lot, especially we've seen a lot in the last couple of years, just our racers here at US 131.
Yeah, and guess what, kiddies? It's just not all guys anymore.
That's right.
I mean, we see a nice contingency of women driving anywhere from door slammers, and when I say door slammers, the grocery getters, all the way up to Krista Schneider in the Psycho B, if you're listening on Facebook, class. An amazing, amazing team. Talking about amazing, we told you 7 to 10 minutes, and we got you way, way over. Stephanie,
oh, that's okay.
What did we not talk about that we should have covered here for Martin. Get that $20 away from me. Martin won TOS 131 Motorsport. I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to give them $20 and say, okay, you win. Stop doing that.
There is another really neat, and I know we have to talk about this because
sure.
it's Hot Rod Drag Week is an event. I don't know if you've heard about it. They go through different tracks. What it is,
yes.
it's an event that goes to 4 tracks in 5 days. These cars are driving from each track. So it's a race car that's driving on the streets to each racetrack. They get to the track. They make 1 to 3 runs, whatever they prefer. Some people just make 1 run and go to the next track. Or they can make up to 3 runs and go to the next track. The cool thing about it is these cars, they might change the tires, you know, might change some slicks and put on street tires. And they get to the track and put on the race car tires. And they make their passes. But they're driving to all of these tracks in the same car. And there are cars that go less than 6 seconds in a quarter mile. So that's the same car that's driving on the street, that's driving this fast. And there's only 400 cars that you have to register to come to this event. And it's sold out in 4 seconds this year.
Wow.
And we are thankful enough to be able to registration. They're coming to US 131 Motorsports Park. We're going to have the first day of racing here at Martin, and then they're going to 3 other tracks and coming back to us and finishing the event. And that's it's in September, and it's just, to me, it's amazing that you have these cars that run this fast that are then again running on they're not being trailered in. They're driving to each event, each track, and then racing.
So people, if you see ProMod mm-hmm. going 14 miles per hour on I-75 because they got a 513 gear in the pig, don't push them. You know, these poor
right.
guys are getting 6 miles to the 8th mile, 4 miles at a gallon
right.
Of
right.
nitro, and they don't have a CD player in their car, you know. These guys,
right.
you have to tip your hat because there is some, when you see trailered in cars, you're thinking they got to have something. When you see these guys driving in these heavy duty, these are just not,
yes.
you know, some guys, you know, 1965 Barracuda with a slant 6.
Exactly.
These are cars that should have a trailer.
Yes. And I believe Tom Bailey has the record. He has a twin turbo Camaro. It's like a pretty much, you say it's a pro mod. And he has the record at 5.99 seconds in the quarter mile. And there again, he's driving. It's over 1,000 miles that he's going to be driving to all 4 different tracks. And then he comes and he lays down less than 6 seconds in the quarter mile. It's just, it's fabulous. We will pack the house. It'll be great because so many people don't get to see this very often. And we're very thankful to be having the event. And that's it. But there again, I just want to say we have something to offer to everyone, whether you're a Ford fan. We have a Ford event, a Mopar event. We have VW events that are open to, they started out as classic VWs. Now we're into the modern VWs and opened it to German makes, Super Chevy events, open to all GM makes. And then lots of, you name it, we've got it. So come see us.
See, that's what we're saying. And you also have gassers, I'm thinking.
Yes, sir. Love it. Our signature events, we have our June Night of Thunder on June 20th. And that's we have three big ones. So you'll see quite an eclectic, cool nitro jet cars. In June, we have our Northern Nationals on August 7th and 8th, which that's a huge event for us, where we have our top fuel dragsters. And then talking about the nostalgia and the gassers, we have our Funny Car Nationals September 11th and 12th. And that is like a blast from the past. Take a step back in time. That's what the Funny Car Nationals is. We do have something modern that we're bringing in this year new, and we're bringing in a full field of pro modifieds for that September event, the Funny Car Nationals. But it is really neat to see a lot of the racers, and they, some of them, it looks like they stepped out of the 60s, like the whole, from their car to their hair and their clothes. It's a lot of fun.
I mean,
very nostalgic.
When you say nostalgic, I mean, are these cars that ran, I mean, that still had the same name? You
yes,
know,
absolutely.
I mean, because what's happened?
Body design, same colors. They've just updated safety.
We have Randy Lindemood on staff here, and his dad, Roger Lindemood, used to have the Color Me Gone. And now Randy has it.
Great.
And so we were thinking, geez, we haven't seen a flopper race in we don't know how long. And are these the cars that, the funny cars that actually look like the funny cars in back of the day?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Honestly, it is like taking a step back in time. We'd love to have you.
Wow. We can't wait to be there. Now, see, friends, of course, CKWR Radio 76 is in 71 countries around the world. What did we tell you about Martin? God, put that 20 down. Martin won US 131. I'm going to kill you. 131 Motorsport. It is not a spooky place. Yes, it's a big place. Yes, they do have, you know, it's like the la-la of tracks. And again, every track in Michigan is like your relative. They all have their own thing about them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things about that we heard was like, oh, yeah, but 131, well, they run only the big guys. They only, you know, they don't have, you know, we wouldn't show up with, you're right, a trailer that we borrowed from a friend that we could barely just get our Fox body up on it.
And I would say, why not?
See?
Yes.
See? That's the reason why, Stephanie. And I'm doing one of those things when a bowler gets a strike with my arm, you know. That's the reason why we wanted so desperately to have you on, because we wanted to demystify US 131 Motorsport Park. It's a good place. It's just not for the big guys, friends.
No, absolutely not. No, we race every week. We're starting less than 4 weeks. We open the first Saturday of April, and we run every single weekend, weather permitting, through October. And there's something every week, and it's every Friday, it's every Saturday, most Sundays, and it's typically 2 Wednesdays out of the month, each month. And so, of course, we're not having big events all those days. Typically, a Wednesday and a Friday night is open to anyone and everyone. And that's where we see, you know, we see car clubs that come out. And we see a group of kids, you know, that instead of being on the street where it's illegal, unsafe, come to where it's legal, it's safe, it's insured. We have ambulance there, yep. and it's accurate. So it's clearly we know who the winner is at the end of the night.
Great burnout boxes, great track prep. Great bathrooms. Whoever does your bathrooms, give them a raise. Job well done.
and you're right. That's so important to a lot of the ladies. And when the guys want to come out, please make sure that all the gals know that our bathrooms are clean. And we have lots of flushing toilets. And as you know, that's very important.
We mentioned no names, but yes, indeedy, there are some strips that are borderline, kids, and it's a flushing toilet.
Yes,
you're right. There's
my, and
God bless me.
Them, so it is important.
Water. Thanks, David. It's, yeah. It is, you have all the modern conveniences of home.
That's
there.
Right.
And there's hotels nearby in
yes,
case
sir.
You wanted to spend the night here. And again, if we got anything past today, it was US 131 is for you. It's for everybody. If you feel comfortable running on a smaller track, you will feel comfortable running at 131.
Absolutely. Yes.
It's kind of like Planet Fitness. You know, we don't care what shape you're in, just as long as you come in.
That's right. And our staff is knowledgeable, and they're very helpful. Please, you know, ask questions, because if you don't know, you don't know. And how would you find out if you didn't ask? And we love to introduce people to our sport or make you feel comfortable when you're visiting. And our racers, it's amazing. And I know you've heard this before. I'm sure maybe just about drag racing in general. If somebody's broken, it's amazing how, you know, it could be the guy you beat last
yes.
round, but he's going to come over and he or she is going to come and help you. And that's how we are too. It's like a second family, but it is our racing family.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
go ahead.
There's so much of us that are together every weekend.
It is kind of funny because you do see, you would think it's kind of intuitive to go, oh, great, my competition is broken. I win. No, dude, you need a piston? Here we go. We got one for you. See me
True.
Later. You know,
right.
That it's an amazing thing. And you're right. Your staff is wonderful. Brittany, a tip of the hat to that young woman. You know,
thank you.
She's got a story and a half, too.
Yes.
The
yes.
parents actually took the trailer to the hospital to have her? What? What? I swear to God, we want to get her on later on. But I know we're way, way, way past. However, Stephanie, thank you so very much for being with us. Stephanie Peterson from Martin, put that 20 away, US 131 Motorsport Park in Martin, Michigan. If you're coming from the east side of the state, what's the best way to get there?
94 West. Just get on 94, head west, and then when you see 131 North, you'll take it. And we're north on 131, exit 55.
And you don't have to go through that dirt road that we went through, even though that was kind of fun.
I'm so looking forward to you seeing the new slick paved road now.
Oh, we so definitely want to come see you. Talk about coming seeing you. It's about, 90 minutes, 2 hours from Detroit?
I think it might be a little bit further than that, but okay. I would say two and a half at the most. But hey, you know, set your cruise, come on out. And I will say, when you said about purchasing tickets online, that's another beautiful part is you purchase your tickets online in advance. It's always a discounted price than what you're going to get at the gate.
Mm.
And we have a fast pass lane on our big events where you've got your tickets already. You don't have to wait in line. You go to the fast pass lane and just show your tickets and boom, you drive right on in.
There's a thought too here that what happens if I get my tickets for July 22 and it rains?
Then that is something that we face that's not fun. When that happens, your tickets are good for another event. And if you don't want to come to another event, you want to come to that event, they'll be good for next year.
Why would you not want to come back?
Right. Well, you know, if it's a big event and we have our three major events with the Nitro and Jets three times a year, you know, maybe it's in September if that were to happen. Then you could come back, you know, and use those tickets for the following year. The thing is if we take your money for an event, we would never just take your money. We're going to give you something in return because we want to stay in business and we definitely want to have you come back.
See, Stephanie Peterson does not work for Art Van.
They
get
know.
Your money, oh, you them. Get your money back.
Oh, my goodness. And the employees that stayed around.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. Mm. Now maybe they want to get into drag racing and get that $1 million purse. That $1.1
yes.
million.
Or if they're looking for a spring, summer, fall job, we've got one for them.
Oh, did you hear that, kiddies? I'm telling you, we're breaking news here with Stephanie Peterson. Stephanie, what's the – they can see you on – you have your own website.
Yes, sir.
And that is?
US131MSP.com.
And Facebook page?
Yes, sir. Instagram and Twitter.
And if they want to get you on Twitter, what do they dial into?
US131MSP. We're not as active on Twitter as we should be.
That's okay.
Definitely active on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, just to keep the $20 going back and forth, if you just type in Martin Dragway, it would get to our website. <Just saying.
laughs> You're not supposed to lose it on air, but okay, here we go. Stephanie, you have been a delight.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
You've been great.
Thank you so very much for being with us today. I think we covered all the bases, kids. If you want to go to any drag strip, period, you know, but try to do like what they do, like that gentleman with the twin turbo. If you see him at the drive thru at McDonald's, my God, he probably doesn't have a roll down window on the driver's side, but go definitely.
He does.
Oh, does he? Power window?
Well, I guess they're electric. They are electric, I'm being told.
Go see. I mean, they don't, not necessarily you're going to be on track on premise or anything, but go to US 131 Motorsport. It's not scary. You know, it's not something where it's like you should be intimidated to go. You know, it's a track. And God bless they run quarter mile and they have flushers. They have flushing toilets, ladies, so you're not going to be inconvenienced. They do, at last I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, we still do have concessions on site, right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. We want to say goodbye to you. Again, what an amazing, amazing person you are and track that you have. Again, racing begins when? April what?
We are the first Saturday in April, which is less than 4 weeks, April 4th.
April 4th, go there. You can get your tickets online now at the website. And
yes,
that's
sir.
That's a quick and easy way to get them. And don't worry, if you get Art Van or you don't. do the people at 131, do they have like different colored shirts or something? So in case somebody's got a question.
Yes, sir. We do have uniform shirts. We have security on our bigger events, you know, that you can certainly approach. We have in our souvenirs, it's also our customer service that you can certainly always go there if you have a question. And honestly, weekly events, my husband and I, one of us, he is always there. If the gates are open, he's there on site. And we'd love to talk to you. Tell us you heard us on the radio here, and we'd love to chat with you and answer any questions that you might have and make you feel welcomed.
That was the last question we're going to ask you. Folks don't have to bring food, right? Because?
No, sir. Because we have home-cooked meals, just not cooked at home, right here in our concession stands at the US 131 Grill.
And you can get hot dog, hamburger, smoothies?
Chicken sandwich, pizzas, smoothies.
Pizzas?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And made where? I mean, it's
made fresh. We make them right there.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, bless your heart that you don't truck them in frozen somewhere and then just put them in the microwave for 30 seconds.
No, sir.
Wow. Okay. Stephanie Peterson, we kept you way too long, but we bless your heart for doing so. Stay on the line with us. We're going to get right back to you. Right now, Jay Giles Band, ain't nothing but a house party here on CKWI Radio 76.